One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
Hello, I'm Amanda, and we have a very special guest with us today, Damien Haas.
Thank you, Amanda. Bring out the guest. No, thank you. Hey, welcome.
And another hey. Damien walks down and sits down.
If I had a nickel.
I don't know.
You guys found him again.
I don't know.
My life is like a movie, man. I keep getting evil clones. Sucks.
It's just how it goes, you know?
I would love an evil clone. That'd be awesome.
What if we need to pitch a movie, a horror movie, where every time someone like pretends to be you online, there's like Amanda fan, whatever, and it's like their profile pic, it actually makes another you in another universe.
You just pitched an awesome horror movie.
And, the day has just begun.
Don't tell anybody.
Leave it in. I got more.
So much more. Before we started, we were talking about Resident Evil. We were talking about how fun it is to watch you and Angela play that with Spencer.
Yeah. I was saying, and this is not from like a casting perspective. It's from like an audience viewer perspective. When I watch those, I'm like, I want to do that. I want to show you the games. Not as though like Damien of Smosh should do that instead. I mean, like, I'm like, oh, those are my friends. Like,
because we're just, we love learning about it. We're like, oh my God, what? Who is this?
There's so many games too. I mean, a pitch that I threw out a long time ago. We'll see if we do this or something like it. Is Damien, you and I sitting down with Amanda. Mm-hmm. And letting her play Dark Souls, but you and I can't say or do anything. We have to just sit there and let you play.
You're not going to say anything?
Well, we could say stuff, but we just have to be chill and just like let you.
Here's the stipulation.
We can't help you.
We don't backseat game. We don't tell you what to do. I don't know if I can help not lore dropping, because Dark Souls does so much environmental stuff where I'm like, see that dead body in the corner? Actually, that implies that this entire order of holy figures.
I would love to just play, just, you know, cold turkey, just play, and you guys just drop lore.
We could do that. I think
you don't even have to pay me. I'll just come in and do that.
I think we'd do that at first, and then I actually think you would love watching those games because there's so much mystery.
I'm telling you, I think that I would actually be a gamer, but I won't let myself go there because when I get into a game, I get really addicted, and then I want to do it forever.
Totally.
And I'm like, I can't.
I also think Dark Souls would get you because you're like, you're just the right level of like fun competitive. Where like Dark Souls is really hard, but you would be like, I have to try it again. I can get past this.
Okay.
I have to try it again.
I love that.
And then you would definitely enjoy watching. Dude, you would love watching Bloodborne.
I think we just described hanging out. I was like, you don't even have to pay me. I'll do this. And I'm like, wait
a
minute.
Souls,
that's called
Bloodborne.
Hanging out.
I'm playing Lies of P right now, actually. And
how's
streaming
that?
It's great. It is the spiritual successor to Bloodborne, except you play as Pinocchio, literal Pinocchio.
Stop. Yeah. Does his nose grow?
That's his sword.
Yes, actually.
You have to tell lies and then hit people with it.
Bitch!
Yeah. You look good today. Shrink.
That's like, amazing.
Pretty sick.
Wow. Yeah. I'm in. Okay.
Great.
Guys, before we get into what we're going to do today, which is solving riddles.
That's why I'm wearing glasses. You got to be smart.
That's why. Dark Souls. Bloodborne.
We found a bunch of websites with a bunch of riddles. So we're going to go through and just see how many we can just figure out. Just for fun.
Can I be honest?
Yeah. What's up?
I'm really bad at riddles. I read a lot of fantasy books and all the heroes like have to face all these riddles, and I was like, I should study this just in case, like when I go on my hero's journey and I get faced with riddles.
Yeah.
And to save my mate, my love, I have to solve the riddle.
Can I say something about this reminds me.
I wish you would.
Riddle related. Some of my favorite movies, the Indiana Jones movies, the OG trilogy.
Uh-huh.
I was rewatching Last Crusade, and there's a part where they're in this library in Italy, and it's like, there's like this whole riddle, and it's like, and X marks the spot, like, or 10, like, X, like, and he's walking around this library, and he's trying to figure it out, and suddenly he's like, wait, and he like runs up the stairs and looks down, and the entire time they were just standing on a giant X that was on the floor of like the marble floor of the library, and I'm like, you guys are dumb. I'm like, yeah. At that point, you guys are dumb.
But that's also
you're
riddles.
Literally look down.
And that's riddles.
That's kind of riddles.
But also, like, we have the advantage of living in a world where that movie exists, and you grow up with it, and you're like, well, now I know if when someone says there's an ex, I got to look for an ex.
That's true.
And your shitty ex-girlfriend's just standing in the corner like, I'm supposed to give you something. You're like, oh, that's what it means.
Oh, it was Cheryl the whole
time. Yeah, Cheryl's here. Like, I've been sitting here for 10 years because of the prophecy.
Because the prophecy.
The extra riddle that they don't get into for that, if you watch like an Indiana Jones deep dive, Italians can't read.
That's true. And they never cover that.
What?
I'm Italian, I can say it.
Wow.
Like, why is there a library?
Wow.
Before we pull up these riddles, we got to talk about a couple weeks ago,
yes.
A couple episodes back, I challenged our fans to show Smosh Mouth to animals.
Yeah, and I got worried. I was like, wait a second.
People are going to get hurt.
Because I thought people were going to get hurt. I was like, lions.
And maybe people have. We don't know.
Well, we won't see those pictures.
But I was like, I want Smosh Mouth to have been seen by like every kind of animal.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's great. And, like a Noah's Ark, but Shane and Amanda's hubris.
But this podcast. Yeah. We're the Noah's Ark of podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people have gotten to work on it.
It's unbelievable.
So we have someone named Nervous Big showed it to a deer.
Yo!
How freaking cute is that?
That deer is just watching Smosh Mouth.
I love that. Nature's
no, our team went crazy. They were like, you guys, people are showing Smosh Mouth to animals, and we said we have to bring it on the pod right now.
User Ucius on Reddit showed it to their guinea pigs. One of the guinea pigs is watching. One of them doesn't
care.
Yeah,
one of them's like, I don't care.
Let's see. Diana Rance showed it to her dog.
Oh, classic.
Classic.
I think
that's a bunny. Oh, sorry. I thought that was like a little chihuahua. That's a bunny.
How could you get that?
It's a very dark photo.
Wow, look at it.
The phone was definitely like, we're looking at the TV today.
Bumblebee showed it to her cat. So we got a cat having seen it. A user on TikTok showed it to a magpie. So we can show a screenshot
those
of that.
Those remember faces.
Yeah.
They're going to mess you
so
up.
So they're going to find
us.
They're
going to be into
Australia.
It. They're going to be into it. So keep showing them to animals. My big request is I want to see like monkeys watching.
Yeah.
Now,
you're going too hard.
Extra points if the monkey is holding the phone.
Why?
If the monkey is holding the phone watching Smosh Mouth.
No. You are out of your mind. Have you ever dealt with monkeys? No.
Are you worried about like a big-ass chimp?
And no, not apes.
No. Monkeys love taking electronics. They love it.
Step one's done.
No, I used
to... They also love taking apart scarecrows.
What?
Especially if they can fly.
Yeah.
And the scarecrow's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Is this Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Okay, I know you have a crush on her, but anyways. So listen. You do.
Adele Dazeem?
No. Don't! People are going to think that's her real name.
The Wicked Witch was one of my hear-me-outs.
No, monkeys, oh, okay. Monkeys
the OG.
Take electronics and like bang them against trees.
And they fix them.
They do fix, you know
and
what?
And they'll update your phone even if you don't want them to.
It's selfies.
So the fawns can do it and just fix a jukebox, but a monkey can't fix my camera.
Exactly.
I would request, if we're going monkeys, have you ever seen the one that's like a perfect sphere and it just sits there?
Yes. Like, yes.
Wait.
And you banana. Present him with fruit.
Yes.
Yes.
Like an old lady.
Like a Capuchin monkey?
No, maybe. I guess I'm not up to monkeys.
He could be a man. We don't know.
We got a Capuchin, that's a bonobo's ape, and that's just Richard.
That's Richard.
Like,
that's a guy.
He's like, they'll never know.
No, this monkey's so funny. He's gotten so accustomed to his life.
Wow.
I would request, I think having any kind of actual attention of sea life is going to be difficult.
Ooh,
it could even be a sea mammal. I'll give you that. But like...
And I request that it's in the ocean and not in an aquarium.
Yeah. You know what? I want one of those like... I want one of those like deep sea like submarine videos where like, oh, we got eyes on this. And like, I've never seen one like that before. Is that a Nautilus? It's watching Smosh Mouth.
Smosh Mouth. Like, yeah, literally.
Is that shade?
Yeah.
And it's like, huh?
Yeah.
If someone can show Smosh Mouth to a live anglerfish...
Get on it.
Hundreds,
what you're asking,
if not thousands of feet deep into the ocean.
Is outrageous. And yay. I will protect our fans because what you're asking is outrageous, but also I'd love to see it.
I've got to call in a favor, and I'm real sorry to Italy about the thing I said before. I did eat a football fish while I was in Italy, and that's like an anglerfish. So I'm assuming it doesn't die and then they pull it up for 10,000 feet or whatever. I think it's gotta have its last few gasping moments on land. And
no, they have to be live.
I think it's like, where am I? And you're like, look, it's there.
They have to be alive and well. Guys, don't scare any animals to show them Smosh Mouth. Well, don't listen to these guys. Okay? I got your back.
All right. I have a website here, 105 Riddles for Kids. We want to solve
what a transition.
These are for kids.
What a way to transition.
Oh, Shane,
all right.
Buddy.
Oh, God.
The episode is about solving riddles, okay. And I have some riddles. We're going to start easy. So, 105 riddles for kids.
Just in case these are really easy, are you going to be mad if we're like.
No, I think we can breeze through a lot of these.
I'm telling
you. It's going to get harder.
I'm not going to get any of these.
Okay, let's let. I'll let Amanda. Amanda, I've got the first one for you. This
okay.
is the first one under easy riddles.
And if I know it, I'll be quiet, but I'll also go. Ooh,
yep. Okay, are you ready?
Sure.
How many months have 28 days?
One. February. What?
That's not a riddle. That's like a...
How many months have 28
days? I didn't ask for school facts. I want riddles. I want fun. Yeah. Wait.
Here's a riddle. What's the first president of the United States?
You're not asking me that, right?
No.
Awesome.
That's not a riddle.
No, cool. Yeah, totally.
Similar to this is not a riddle.
No, totally. No, totally. That's awesome. February 1.
That is incorrect.
Why are you doing this to me? Why?
It's
this
incorrect.
Is not a riddle.
That's incorrect. I don't know what to tell you. That's wrong.
Oh, because there's a riddle in it? Because February has 28 days.
I know. It does have 28 days.
What did you say? What's the question?
I said, how many months have 28 days?
One.
All of them have 28 days.
This is... Why? I hate riddles.
Wow.
It's not that I'm not good at them. I actually despise them. And I requested that we never did this episode, and they forced it on me.
See, I think that one falls into the realm of like, yes, it's a riddle, but it's more of like
it's a trick question.
As opposed to like, I was expecting like, greater than four be I, but six is too far from my eye. What am I? I'm like the number five. Like, yes.
All right.
I've got some more. These next ones are a little more riddle.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I have many teeth, but I can't bite. What am I?
It's a comb.
Did you guys just do this to fucking humiliate me? Are you guys here to just...
I'm not going to be this good at it either.
Are you guys here just to get me?
Or it's
a wait till I have the iPad.
All right.
Do you want me to not do that?
No, do it.
What can you hold in your right hand but never in your left?
Your left hand.
That is correct.
So here's what happens to my brain. It goes, you don't know the answer. And then it shuts completely down.
So it's confidence.
Yeah.
You need to have your moment in the like teen drama movie where you take off your glasses and we go, Egbert?
Yeah.
And you've actually been so good at riddles the whole time.
Amanda.
What?
There's only one word in the dictionary that's spelled wrong. What is it?
Wrong.
There you go.
Air.
If I didn't get that right, I would walk out of here. Get in my car and drive fast. Drive real fast.
Hey, what's full of holes and still holds water?
Your fucking story.
How?
Your alibi.
What's full of holes and still holds water? Holy water?
I'll give it to you. I respect that.
Thank you.
But I mean, it's not correct.
No, totally.
A sponge?
It is a sponge.
You knew it, but you acted like you did it.
No, because at first I thought it was a cup, because I'm like, there's one hole on the top, and a straw also has two holes, so there's one on the bottom, or one hole, depending, but then it's a sponge. It's a sponge.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What has a head and a tail, but no body?
Coin.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
No, that's great. Do you guys do this for fun? Do you guys keep doing this?
What can fill a room, but takes up no space?
Silence. Noise. I don't know.
Wait, light.
Nah, you got it.
Hey.
Bam. Staying. Strapping in. Here we go.
What can you catch but not throw?
A cold.
Ooh.
Or these hands.
Do you practice? Do you practice?
I mean, I'm going to be so real with you.
What?
Hey.
You do riddles for fun?
No.
You
I'm
and Shane
autistic.
Text riddles?
It just comes with the territory.
Aww.
Look, I'm not going to figure out necessarily who's mad at me and when, but this shit is on lock.
That is incredible.
What two things can you never eat for breakfast?
Lunch and dinner.
There you go.
I don't know. I've had struggle meals. I've
I
had
guess
ramen
as a
before.
Social person, I'm not going to do well.
You got the light thing. Remember wrong?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I don't know why the light on this iPad goes in and out.
That can fill a room, but it doesn't take space.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
What comes down but never goes up?
Rain.
There you go.
Ah! Hey! I know how rain works.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's also Rain Wilson. Gravity does is sucks for him.
Oh my God, it does. He's not looking well.
I've heard.
Yeah, it's hard. Sucks.
What goes up and down but never moves?
A roller coaster or an escalator or the stock market.
But it moves. Or,
yeah, what goes up and down but never
moves?
A thermometer.
It moves. Wait, what goes up and down but never moves?
Never moves.
Volume.
Air.
No, that moves.
Up and down.
What goes up and down but never moves?
The tone of your voice.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No. Oh. I guess a lot of things.
What goes up and down?
You guys give up?
No, we don't.
The stock market, it doesn't move.
What goes up and down but doesn't move? Can you give us a hint?
Oh, a seesaw. No.
That's moving.
But it doesn't move. It's not changing locations.
What goes up and down but doesn't move?
I don't know how to give a hint.
Wait. Oh. What goes up and down but never moves? Your anger.
Whoa.
Oh.
Your emotions.
Shane, is it your anger?
Guys.
Amanda, get out the letter that we both prepared.
You guys, you don't get it. It's a stairway.
No.
No. We actually refuse that answer.
Because that assumes that you're a human, and if you're a cow, you can't go downstairs.
Exactly. You could, but it would be really hard to watch.
And it hurts.
It would hurt so much, their little legs.
So much, Shane, their little legs. Think of them.
Which question can you never answer yes to? I think I disagree with this one. I fully disagree with this one.
Which question?
This one's wrong.
Which question can you never answer?
Which question can you never answer yes to?
Something like, can you answer no, or is this question right, or are you lying? Is your next sentence a lie? Oh, is your next question a lie?
No. I think this is definitively wrong. It's, are you asleep?
Because you're sleeping?
But I know for a fact that
if you're a sleep talker, of course you can.
I have answered yes to that, and I have not remembered it because I was asleep when I answered yes to it.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
wrong. Burn that one.
Does anyone else want to take the...
Yeah,
take the,
I do. Okay. I want the power.
If you want to scroll down further, I think they get a little more challenging.
Yeah, I'm going to get tricky. I'm going
to
do tricky.
Go to tricky.
Yeah, if this is not Saw level where you have me hooked up to a device and you bring up something from
Could
my past.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Okay. What can run but never walks?
Water.
Has a mouth but never talks.
Sorry.
Is it a river?
It's a river. I had like a whole other paragraph.
I didn't know
so
there was
crazy.
More. I'll stop. I'll do Beopardy rules. You got to get through it.
No, I'm fine.
No, I don't care.
There's no points for this.
I don't care because I'm on this side. I'm on the winning
side. What runs water?
River.
Has a mouth? River. Babbles a brook.
Trivia night at a bar, you're just yelling out the answers.
Do you crush trivia night? Do you even go? Allowed to go?
No, I think trivia night.
No, but not for the reasons you think.
Trivia night would be is tough because they cover such different categories.
Yeah.
I'm just like sweating there with a blank page. I'm like, not a single Pokemon question all damn night. Like, what?
Yeah.
I feel like Ian would do really well at Trivia Night.
Ian
you need to assemble a team. I've thought about this.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You need a team because we have people
are
who are.
Are you calling in a team right now?
You need movie people. You need music people. You need like history people. Like, 20th century history.
So that's going to be Ian.
Yeah.
It's like, our next category
Ian
is
would be
sad
good
history.
There.
And he's like, no, I know that.
And then you need like pop culture people from the past like 15, 20 years.
Okay.
So you kind of need a range of types of people.
You're kind of just describing
assemble
Smosh.
Assemble your team.
Honestly, Smosh could assemble a killer
Nick
team.
Nick Fury.
Okay. Yeah. What is in seconds, minutes, seasons, and centuries, but not in decades, years, or days?
Oh.
Clock?
Clock?
No.
Wait. In seconds, minutes...
What is in seconds, minutes, seasons, and centuries, but not in decades, years, or days?
It's going to be the letters. I just need the seconds, minutes. Is it seconds?
I don't. Minutes. I'm going to be worse at this than you. I'm not good at riddles.
Okay.
Especially if I'm, I'm a visual person.
So you need to read the question and the answer, and then you'll get it.
Can you repeat it one more time, please?
What is in seconds, minutes, seasons, and centuries, but not in decades, years, or days?
Right. Circles, cycles.
No.
No.
Seconds, minutes.
Outside if you want.
Seconds, minutes. Seconds, minutes. What in centuries?
Seconds, minutes, seasons, and centuries. Do you guys want to know the answer?
Yeah.
Or is this going to...
I'm like, I feel like it's the letters. It's going to be like, second letter E, or like, it's not syllables, but go for
warmer?
It.
You're getting warmer?
E?
No.
Seconds, minutes. Is it N?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's the letter
Whoa.
N.
Yeah. You clocked that it was letters.
Wait.
Thanks.
N. What is in seconds?
It is in seconds, the letter N, minutes.
But not.
You clocked a letter immediately. That's incredible.
Wow.
Okay, well done. You win money.
Oh, thank you. Money!
Okay, this one's interesting. A man went out for a walk and it started to rain. He didn't have a hat, an umbrella, a hoodie, or anything else he could use to cover his head. But no hair on his head got wet. How is this possible?
The doctor was the mother.
Roosters can't lay eggs.
No.
Wait, sorry. One more time.
No.
He's a baldy McBalderson.
That's the answer. That's crazy that you guys got that.
He was bald. That was
bald.
The answer.
A rooster that was sitting on the roof
Roosters
of a barn. And yeah.
Oh, is that really the next one?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. These are supposed to be tricky.
Oh, wow.
You guys must have done the tricky game. Okay.
A pound weighs the same whether it's feathers or gold.
No.
Okay.
Stop that now.
Heavier than feathers.
Stop.
Heavier than feathers.
Okay. It belongs to you, but your friends use it more. What is it?
Your name.
Whoa.
Your name?
Unless you're me. And I look in the mirror and I go, Shane.
Shane. Shane. Shane.
Shane.
It's your name on DVD, special edition, extra features, final answer. Sorry.
Okay. Why do I have the weird ones? A cowgirl rode into town on Friday. She stayed for 3 nights and rode out on Friday. How is this possible?
The horse's name is Friday.
His name is Friday.
That's awesome. Yeah, totally. For sure.
Yeah.
Yum, 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 yum.
But see me? I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. So.
I love that song.
That's actually one of my favorite songs.
It's a really great song.
Do you guys want to know something like deep lore secret about me that I don't tell people about?
Yes.
Sometimes if I'm hearing that song when I drive, I switch it out in my brain to a horse with no bones. And I think about a horse just sort of like flopping around like a tumbleweed to a very serious song. And it just makes me giggle.
Whoa.
Okay. Okay.
That's awesome.
I'm also, I'm on
so
new meds.
That's so sick. That's so sick.
Did I tell you guys that I've been going through a lot?
I'm also on I'm also on new meds.
I don't know if I told you guys I'm on new meds.
I've also been going through a dark time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the horse's name is Meds.
Sometimes I think this is some deep lore. Sometimes I think it doesn't have bones. It's like and it just walks around on the desert.
Your therapist's like, yeah, I'm writing that down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm really glad to hear that.
Wow. Thank you for that. Yeah. Very vulnerable.
We're crushing this.
Okay. Mine all have, like, girl did this, blah, blah, blah. What's happening?
When is it time in society for a man to do a
exactly.
riddle?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. A railroad crossing without any cars. Can you spell that without any R's?
Is it just R-R?
A railroad crossing.
Intersection.
Without any cars. Intersection. Intersection. How does this fucking make sense?
Oh,
wait, this doesn't make sense.
Crossing. What is this?
This doesn't make any sense.
Railroad crossing without any cars, so that's a station. A railroad station.
This actually doesn't make any sense. It's that. T-H-A-T.
Oh, wait. Can you spell that without R's? Give me a break.
Ew, I hate this.
Ew.
Enough.
Wait, five.
This is disgusting, and I'm sorry.
What is this, a list for kids?
I'm going to do two more, and then I'll hand it to you.
Please do.
Good sir.
Thank you.
Animal riddles.
Finally.
What kind of dog never bites?
Hot dog.
Correct. What do you call a French bulldog on a summer day?
Old Mouthless Tony, which I think Angela probably took care of at some point.
What?
Angela takes care of weird dogs, right?
Yeah, she does.
Probably doesn't have a mouth, can't bite.
That's so true. Spork. What do you call a French bulldog on a summer day?
Bulldog on a summer day.
Pierre.
A hot dog.
Give me a break. Hot dog was the answer for both?
Yeah. Pretty
Saddle
sick.
Saddle up. There's 10 more dog riddles, and you're never going to believe the ninth
Pretty
one.
Pretty sick. In fact, I think the animal riddles we should probably just skip.
Yeah, fair.
Do you want to choose?
Yeah.
You can scroll down to food riddles.
All right, so now that Damien has the iPad, we're not going to get through any
no.
riddles.
It's going to be like one.
Okay.
Let's see if we can solve one more riddle.
What kind of room has no doors or windows?
Escape room.
Has no doors and no
panic
windows.
Room.
Incorrect.
That has a door.
That's just factual.
Fuck. There's no doors or windows?
Like, it's like a metaphorical one.
Totally,
it's gotta be what's something that's room, but it's not a physical room? Like, you know, leave room for emotion or, you know.
The answer is holding space for defying gravity.
Is that really the answer?
No.
That would be awesome.
It's just, I also, like, I don't know when these come out, so I'm like, that's already an old
wicked
joke.
Riddles.
Wicked riddles. Riddles from Boston. Wicked riddles.
So what kind of room has no doors and no windows?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard this riddle before, and I completely forgot.
What kind of room has no doors and no windows?
A room.
What?
What?
A broom.
Oh, a broom.
A broom.
You know what?
A butt room.
You're on the right track.
A butt room? That's what I heard.
I heard a butt room.
Wait, he's on the right track with broom?
I'll say you're on the right, in terms of like lateral thinking for this riddle. I mean, I can give you the answer at any time as well.
I give up.
A mushroom.
Give me a break.
I know. Some of these are, I'm going to skip past the food ones.
What? That's not fair.
It's
fully. We have to add in
I'll
mushroom.
I'll write them.
It's not a type of room is what's confusing about it, right?
It falls under the mush category
for
sure.
Yeah. That just pisses me off.
How can 5 plus 9 equal 2?
You know, they just figure it out.
That's correct.
It's a Neil deGrasse Tyson one.
Oh, well, it's two numbers.
Now, how can 5 plus 9 equal 2?
That's not the answer.
I thought I had it.
No, like, that's not the answer. You just said a fact. How can what?
How can 5 plus 9 equal 2?
5 plus 9. I know there's something easy here.
They're two numbers.
We're not doing well.
Two numbers, man.
It's on account of these two numbers.
And I was like, did that drop. Teach? This is your thesis review. What the hell? Didn't do it.
We're screwed. I felt like when I was guessing with Damien, I felt like this like wind of confidence. And now I'm feeling
we
this
also
like...
got to the harder stuff. At the beginning, it was very like,
how can 5 plus 9 equal 2?
Would you like the answer?
Minus 12, you know?
Because they're two numbers.
Yeah.
When discussing time, 5 plus 9 hours is 2 p.m.
Give me a break.
I hate this.
Give me a break.
This is the kind of stuff that makes me feel like I'm having out-of-body
experience. I use military time, so it's hard for me to decipher that.
God.
Yeah.
It's already 15 past 14. Time for me to get to PT. I'm on a fire watch tonight.
Why do we have the hard
couple
ones?
More and we'll move on to riddles for adults.
Yeah. No, seriously. Oh, no.
How are you supposed to survive when minimum wage doesn't pay your living needs? Okay. Okay, we're in numbers ones, and if you want me to move away from numbers,
no, man,
that's fine, too.
I hate love numbers
ones. We'll do one more numbers, and then I'll move on from that.
Yeah, move on.
I love numbers ones, because one's a number.
If Two's Company...
Go away.
Three's Company is a great show.
And Three's Company is a great show.
Yeah.
If Two is a company, and Three is a crowd, what are 4 and 5?
Too much.
I'm saying.
You know? 4 and 5?
If Two's Company... And Three's a crowd. What are 4 and 5?
Numbers.
That's great.
Thank you. No,
really
thank
good,
you.
It's really
it's
good.
Two numbers.
Done. I'm done, Teach. What are 4 and 5?
They can't show this episode to aliens or they won't come down.
They're like,
Aww. Or they'll give up on humans.
No.
Like, you know what? We'll give
you
them another
what? We're
thousand
We're gonna move
years.
On to Mars.
This one doesn't. I'm confused by the
five?
Setup of this one.
What are 4 and 5? It's something about the way that they're set. Two's a company. Three's a crowd.
You're gonna be mad.
Four.
I'm gonna be pissed off at this one.
Fours.
The answer is 9.
Give me a break.
4 and 5 or 9.
Okay.
This is why I don't want to do numbers.
That you're by that logic, your answer is correct.
Yeah,
too.
I said numbers.
They are numbers. And they are numbers. Some of these are puns. Let's see. Okay. What has 1,000 needles but cannot sew?
Porcupine.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
You haven't given them a shot.
Give me animals all day, baby.
The alphabet goes from A to Z, but I go from Z to A. What am I?
Zebra.
That is correct. Yo, we found the niche. It's animals.
That's incredible. Well done.
It's animals time, baby.
Literally. Nice.
I think we're ready for adult riddles.
You think after that? After just two?
I feel ready now.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Move on to adult riddles.
I'll take it.
Are there actually adult riddles?
Oh, yeah. We've got a bunch more riddles.
Oh, thank God. Okay,
workers
got it.
Workers' comp, taxes.
I was like, I'm going to have to really slow down through this list.
Car insurance.
No, we have plenty. Guys, we have one from Reader's Digest. We have one from Woman's Day. We have one from Good Housekeeping.
Digest. Do you guys remember having that in your house?
No,
I remember seeing
the little
the checkout
like
line.
Magazine thing. My parents used to have it. It had like channels.
It's still around.
Had like TV channels.
Yes,
it was really cool.
I don't think we ever had it, but I remember like just being in like whatever checkout aisle in the grocery store. There's all these like little books.
Crossword.
They're
always
puzzles.
Like soap operas on them.
Yeah,
on the cover.
It's like okay. The sailor's fishwife.
I wish that was a soap opera.
It's gotta be. I was almost on a soap opera.
Days of Violence.
Okay, Damon, yeah, I feel like you guys have probably heard this one before. The person who makes it has no need for it. The person who buys it has no use for it. The person who uses it can neither see nor feel it. What is it?
Nothing. Or the person who makes...
The person who makes it...
Has no need for it. The person who buys it has no use for it. The person who uses it can neither see nor feel it. What is it?
Oh, a name.
Just kidding.
No.
Poop. It's also poop.
I think you're going to be mad, Damien. I think you're going to wish.
I think it's something in the ether.
Okay.
You say
it's not
more,
hope.
One more time.
The person who makes it has no need for it. The person who buys it has no use for it. The person who uses it can neither see nor feel it. What is it?
Person who makes it has no use for it.
The person who makes it has no need for it.
Has no need for
it. The person who buys it has no use for it. The person who uses it can neither see nor feel it.
What can you make?
What is it?
That you don't need. It's like, not oxygen. It's not hope.
It's the buying that makes me, because I'm like, oh, we make all kinds of things, but it's the buying.
Yeah,
of
you
it
can't buy like, anger.
Yeah, you can't buy a plant.
You can.
I haven't seen that.
I'm going to have to go Google that.
That's crazy.
Jamie, can we get that up on the...
Do you give up?
Whoa, so fast.
The person who buys it, though.
So fast.
I feel like I will be frustrated, but go for it.
Money.
A coffin.
Oh.
Sad stuff.
Okay.
Wait. No.
I'm kidding.
That one I disagree with.
Let me hear. Why?
I'm working on my own coffin.
Now?
And I'll need that one day.
Wait, now?
Yeah, I guess you could.
Is that been your big project that you keep talking about?
It's one of the ones I won't let you see.
You're like, I'm doing well.
Yeah,
I'm on new meds.
I think if you buy it, you can just have it.
Okay.
My meds are for my tics. I'm not blinking as much. It's pretty cool.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Wait, if you're a vampire, this doesn't apply.
And this is,
what we do in the shadows? They sleep in their coffins constantly.
You think they just took it? Yeah, they made it or they bought it and they need it.
Check this out. You walk into a room that contains a match, a kerosene lamp, a candle, and a fireplace. What would you light first?
The room? Because you're... Turn on the lights?
Hold on. A match, a kerosene lamp, a fireplace, and what else?
A candle and a fireplace. What would you light first?
You can't light a match on nothing. You'd obviously light the match, so you can light them all.
The match.
Oh, that's
wow,
it?
Wow, easy, simple.
Oh, well,
you
yeah.
Got it. You
see?
Got it.
This is like the X marks the spot one.
Yeah, because I was
too
like...
simp. Oh. Whoa, what did I just say?
I like this one. If your uncle's sister is not your aunt, what relation is she to you?
I don't like this one.
What?
Your mom.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, man.
I didn't give myself a chance to think about
it. The answer was your mom.
Yeah, I actually didn't say that right.
Your mom.
So if your cousin has a kid, what are you to the kid?
That's your dad.
That's what bothers me so much.
No, that's your once removed, right? Or is that second cousin? I always get
so
those
you
confused.
Say full on once removed? Okay.
I don't know. I just don't talk to my family. That's helpful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah.
Nice.
Does this have challenging riddles? Challenging riddles, and then it goes down to easy riddles.
What did you think we were just doing?
And then viral riddles for adults.
Whoa, sick! As a Whoa. YouTube channel, guys, we're going to read some of the most viral YouTube riddles ever.
Hey. The Paul brothers walk into a room.
Which is heavier, a ton of bricks or a ton of feathers?
Bricks. Because bricks are heavier than feathers. I don't get
what?
It.
What?
It's a
That's
sketch.
Just obvious.
There's an incredible sketch.
Oh, great. Another thing
it's
that
a sketch
I don't
from,
know.
No, I have to show you. It's a sketch from a Scottish comedian, and it's just him like having a breakdown about a very basic riddle when people are trying to explain it to him.
Oh.
He's like, what's heavier, a kilogram of steel or a kilogram of feathers? That's right, it's a kilogram of steel because steel's heavier than feathers. And then everyone's like trying to explain to him like, no, they're both a kilogram.
Oh.
It's so good.
Steel's heavier than feathers. You're like, no, it's a kilogram.
That's a really good accent.
Thank you. It was when I got there, but thank you.
Really good.
How much dirt is in a hole that's 2 feet long and 3 feet wide?
None. It's a hole.
That's right.
Huh?
It's talking about hole physics.
A hole.
Oh, right. It's a hole. I was thinking like a hole that you dig into the ground and there's a bottom to it, but that's not a hole. Is it?
It is a hole,
Riddle me that.
But you take the dirt out of it to make it a hole. And if you put the dirt back in, it's not really a hole anymore.
And I guess you can't really make a hole in the ground.
Yep.
You want to read some?
Sure.
I didn't look at the
end. Do you want to read some?
Do you want to read some, too? Because
you read some.
You're trading some back for. Okay, cool.
I'll go after you. I'll wait till you. I'll go to the hard ones, the real hard ones for
you. If
you
guys get to the end of these, you can move on to a different list.
Save the hard ones for me.
Okay. This is, I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I have water, but no fish. What am I?
Map.
Yes.
I was totally going to guess that.
Map.
Dunk. Dunk. I love maps.
These are
I have a huge map in my house. It's awesome. And I point to it and I go, going there. I'm kidding.
I have it. Can I pitch it? Can I tell you a sketch idea that I have?
Yeah.
That I've had for a while. It has to do with maps. So have you ever heard about people being like, oh, we're going to throw a dart at at a map and we're going to go.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, honey, like for our anniversary gift, take this dart and I want you to throw it on this map and we're going to go to wherever the dart lands. She's like, oh my gosh, okay. And she throws the dart and it perfectly lands. It's like, oh, it's on Los Angeles. Oh, let's get closer. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. It's Derek's house. I guess I have to go to Derek's house.
Like, he's like,
oh, it's like,
oh yeah.
I guess we'll both go. She's like, I guess I'll probably just go myself.
I think I'll just go by myself. And Derek's like, did you throw the dart? And she's like, yeah.
Because when I heard someone do that, they're like, oh, we threw it and it landed on Italy. I was like, that's lucky. I was like, what if it landed on
what if it landed
your own
in the
city?
Middle of the ocean?
What if it landed in Milwaukee and you just go there
and
after
you're
your
like,
anniversary?
Woo!
We're like, it was Chernobyl and we kept throwing more darts and it kept landing on the same dart. Somehow like Robin Hood splitting it into Chernobyl. So we're going to Chernobyl.
That's hilarious.
This one's fun. It's also, it shows up in the game The Lies of P, which is just like Bloodborne, but with Pinocchio.
I can't wait to play it.
What gets shorter as it gets older?
A person.
That's what I said.
A person
Not
does.
Correct.
What gets shorter
as it gets older?
A candle.
That is correct.
I didn't even have a second.
It's a candle.
It's because candles have bone loss.
Where are you tossing that?
Okay, from here on out, for every episode of Smosh Mouth, I need to have like 10 basketballs here,
I
just throw them.
That will make me feel like a mother.
Every time,
and that will make you be like my little kid.
Every time I crush it on this podcast, I need to grab one and just.
But then you get to have 10 of something.
I want
too.
Glasses of wine.
There we go, 10 glasses. Of wine. Now you feel
down,
like a mom.
And then I go and I crush the glass with my bare hand.
And at the end of every episode of Smosh Mouth, you're just so drunk, and I get traded to the Mavs.
Uh huh. Yeah.
In exchange for first round pick 6 years from now.
Hell yeah.
You're like, wow. Yeah, you got traded to Dropout, but they get first round pick for 6 years from now. It's crazy.
It was a couple of guys.
It was a couple of dudes. fellas. I like this one. What do you lose the moment you share it?
Oh, secret.
Yeah.
What?
It's a secret.
That was so chosen. Oh, there it went in.
You're like,
oh, great.
The artifact.
The artifact. The amulet.
The amulet. I think I unfortunately got that from The Chosen because it's been a thing for me for a while where I'm just like, oh, dude, the amulet. Like, I need the amulet. And I'm
You've
like,
said the amulet I'm, for a long time.
I think
time.
I took that. I definitely lifted that from you, and I'm proud of it.
I don't think so.
I'll take it.
I think he stole.
I don't think so. I think you've been mentioning the amulet since I met you.
So he stole. So you stole.
Wait a minute.
Borrowed.
This is actually very important. Did someone look like me ask about the amulet?
Shit.
My God, he's escaped.
Oh my God.
We gotta get to Kosovo.
Get me a bottle of fucking cab. Sob.
You know what's crazy is I did imagine your space work was so good. I thought it was a glass goblet. And when you said crushing it with your hands, I had a moment of like, oh!
No, I did.
Oh my God.
So then at the end of the episode, I just have glass in my hand and there's so much glass that we have to sweep
up. So many important arteries, so many important nerves. Do you want this now?
Yes.
You got it.
What is taken before you can get it?
Your order for at a restaurant.
Nope.
Okay, what is taken before you can get it?
Although that does actually make sense.
Yeah.
What is taken before you can get it?
Yeah.
My freaking virginity, dude.
Ew.
Let's fucking go.
But you can get it.
Huh? But you have your virginity.
I lost my virginity, so now I'm good enough so that you can get it.
Okay.
No.
Being for real now.
What is taken before you can get it? This is a weird question.
Test results? I also think order
I
at
feel like
restaurant.
This was made like back in the day.
Wait, Liam Neeson's family.
Totally.
I'd His say daughter. It's like your food at a restaurant, your order.
No.
That felt like, because yeah.
Yeah, was it right when
order,
Shane said it?
Or you get
yeah.
it.
What if I was like, oh my God, yeah. And I just like, pushed you in all.
But saying he's right.
Yeah, and I agree with Shane.
Listen, I agree that is a good answer, but it's not the one that is written.
Well, then I give up.
Fine.
Email the Riddler.
A photo.
Fucking
give
nuh-uh.
Me a break.
Fine.
Nuh-uh.
Fuck off.
I get it immediately.
Not with how fast digital stuff is.
Have you heard of live streams?
Yeah.
Zero latency.
Read the next one.
Okay. What's always... I hate you, boys.
It's now worse. It's not about the riddles anymore. It's just that we're messing with you.
It was never about the riddles.
It's you two idiots. Okay.
The riddles.
What's always on the ground but is never dirty?
The ground?
Grass?
Nope. Whoa, is this stumping you guys?
On the ground.
A stump.
But never dirty.
I know, no.
What is on the ground but
stumps
never
are dirty?
Dirty.
Well, can dirt be dirty in the same way,
dirt?
Like, is water wet?
No.
The answer is no.
Guys, no.
What is on the ground? My jaw.
I feel like I'm this woman who's like, you guys are trying to come in this club. And I'm like, okay, but answer this riddle if you're cool. And you guys are like, my jaw.
If I can get it, my jaw's on the ground because your mom's your uncle's sister.
Amanda's like, do you know why I pulled you over?
Yeah, do you know why I pulled you over? Dirt. Is dirt dirt?
My jaw.
Jaw.
Okay, I don't know.
But it's on the ground, but it's never dirty.
Yeah.
I guess.
And it follows you around. I'm just gonna add that in there.
Oh, your shadow.
Yeah, look at
the
that.
Hedgehog.
The hedgehog
from Sonic.
Good job, guys.
Thanks.
This is a big hint.
Sometimes I stand near walls as the sun is setting, and that's where my shadow is.
That's
and it's so real dirty.
Cool.
I cough on it. Pigpen from Charlie Brown, and there's always that like cloud
yes,
of dust.
Yes,
you see
yes,
that
yes.
in my shadow.
That's
as
you.
Well. Yeah.
Wow.
Be great.
Like
scary.
Yeah.
Okay. What gets smaller every time it takes a bath?
The soap?
Yeah, that one was sucked.
Dude.
The also, Wicked Witch.
Also me.
Also Shane.
When I get out of the bathtub, I'm just a little bit littler.
I knew
you gotta
it.
You got to stop scrubbing so hard.
I knew you were shrinking.
Like,
I knew.
Like, I really exfoliate the bottom of my feet real
I'm
hard.
I'm a Russian nesting doll. So,
I
like,
knew.
I'm
going to move real quick to Reddit.
Do it.
Am I the asshole for putting
Update.
My wife in a saw-like situation?
Update. Where can you finish a book without finishing a sentence?
Where can you finish
a typewriter?
Book.
Oh, no. Sentence.
Where can you finish a book without finishing a sentence?
Oh, jail, because you can read in jail, but you're not done with your sentence.
Yes. That's
oh.
good.
Whoa.
That is
Whoa.
Good. Okay, I'll read one Here, more and pass it on.
Shoot this.
Shit, I'm sorry, guys. Sorry.
Can you hear a legitimate window break over there?
I once lost a friend in middle school because I threw a basketball and was so bad at it that it almost hit him, but I started laughing out of nerves, so he thought it was on purpose. And so I was I was just like, no, I didn't mean to. And you know what? Give me another basketball. This is our fantasy.
If you
need to re-own this.
Here you go, man.
Thanks, man.
You really have to work through these.
If you lost a friend from that, then he was not your friend.
See, I went really dark, and I thought you meant lost a friend. Like the fray.
Where can you lose a friend but in a song?
Wow.
Did we talk about Trevor singing that? That was so sweet. He has such a
great
job.
Yeah, Thirst Trap. Loved it.
Love it.
He was like, huh?
Trevor's my hero.
He's really cool, man.
He's so good.
He's really cool.
I hope he knows.
You guys okay?
Cool, yeah.
All right, I'll let Trevor know that you guys miss him. Here's another one. A man runs away from home. He turns left and keeps running. After some time, he turns left again and keeps running. He later turns left once more and runs back home. Who was the man in the mask?
What?
Exactly. Someone made this up.
The murderer chasing him? The man in the mask.
The man runs away from home. He turns left and keeps running. After some time, he turns left again and keeps running. He later turns left.
Oh my God! The umpire. He's in a mask. The catcher.
It's actually the catcher. Yeah,
he's in a mask because.
But the catcher never really does run the bases, so it's kind of a.
Because the man runs the bases, and the man in the mask is there, waiting for him at home base to be like safe.
Totally. Okay, last one because I think someone definitely just made this up and is going through something. My girlfriend's favorite is "What do you want for dinner?"
Oh, got it.
Oh.
You know what?
What's the answer?
Well, if this person is going through something, it's going to be something like, it doesn't matter. I'm good with anything. But then when I throw something out, it's like, well, we had pizza last year. And so I'm like, so I guess it does matter. Is that what it is?
That's very specific.
Yeah.
It's I don't know whatever you want.
Yeah.
I do actually have a fix for that. Whether it's text or in person, you go like, hey, I'm going to put out 5 food genres, and it's your job to eliminate one.
Oh, I
and
love
so you
that.
Text, and they'll be like, all right, here's the 4 we're keeping. I'm like, here's the 3 we're keeping. Like, here's the 2 we're keeping. And I'm like, seafood.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. It's like a whole game.
Yeah. It's you gamify it. Take out the stress. I love gamifying things to take out stress. I'm happy to do the thing.
You do it. Gamify, take out stress.
You just keep scrolling in the later comments, just like, yeah, what the fuck does my girlfriend want from me? There's a riddle.
No, seriously, I don't think that's a riddle. I think that's someone just having a hard time.
Take me out of a window and I leave a grieving wife, but stick me in a door and I can save somebody's life. What am I?
Angel? Wait.
I'll read it one more time. Take me out of a window and I leave a grieving wife.
Mm-hmm.
But stick me in a door and I can save somebody's life. What am I?
A spirit?
Take me out of a window and I leave a grieving wife.
Mm-hmm. But stick me in a door and I can save somebody's life. What am I? This is the kind that, like, you can definitely get, but it's so clever that, like, I don't even think you'll be mad if you don't. It'll just
be
like,
that's
good.
Out of a window and I leave a grieving wife. Stick me in a door and I save someone's life.
A knob?
Not a knob.
No.
Air?
Not air.
Wind.
The answer is 2 numbers. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know, man.
Yeah?
Because when there's like this whole thing that when someone dies, you open the window and let their spirit out. That's not this.
That's very clever, and I hadn't thought of that. That's not this. This one is a little more lateral.
I don't think a spirit coming in the door would help. Okay.
Save
like an opening?
Life. That's clever, and you're now thinking more lateral, so that's a little more sense.
Lock? No.
Do you want to know the answer?
Yeah.
It's, strangely again, the letter N. Take me out of window, I leave a grieving wife. Widow. But stick me in a door, I save somebody's life. Donor.
Wow.
It's really clever, but I think without reading it, it's a little hard to
know. Did you guys know that?
Did you guys all know?
Yeah, they did.
Did you all know?
They're all shaking their head like, yeah, that's obvious.
We all knew. We just didn't want to tell you. Here, I'll take this.
That was really good.
That was good, right? One of the top comments to answer that was, a penis? I'm like,
what? Putting a penis through a door does not save anyone's life. In fact, it's a lot to deal with.
What if there's a hostage situation and someone's like, someone better show me a penis through a mail slot right now, or I'm kill everyone here. And you're like,
through a mail slot?
Yeah. Like,
sounds painful.
Yeah, hey, didn't say saving a life
like
was
this.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Oh my God, another Wicked reference. And I enjoy you.
I haven't seen it.
Dancing through thank life.
You. Oh, thank you.
Oh, this one's simple, but I think it's good.
Okay.
How far can you walk into a forest?
Until the center, and then you're walking out of it.
Yeah,
afterwards?
Because it's like a whole labyrinth.
I'll give it to you. It's halfway.
Oh yeah, halfway.
Because you can only walk into a forest halfway, and then you're walking, out of the forest. So
basically, what I kind of also said.
Yeah. You know,
I mean,
thanks.
You got it.
Thanks.
What do you think Trevor's up to?
I feel like he's probably singing The Fray.
Singing The Fray. Also, I saw. I think it, cut this if it's not cool, but I think I saw on the announcement for it that he's doing Creator Clash.
He is doing Creator Clash.
Oh,
that's so cool.
Hell yeah.
I know. He's fighting a guy from Corridor Digital, right?
That's so
cool. Oh, yeah. No, we knew that.
I'm so stoked for him.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. He's fighting. Does he
know
how to fight?
Well,
I've trained him to kill.
I think he'll train. I think he'll be training.
So Trevor's singing The Fray and then training.
That's we're just gassing up Trevor this episode.
I'm gonna move back to the good housekeeping.
Finally.
Well,
the Reddit ones, they were kind of starting to be repeats of.
How can you clean up a room?
Fun.
A vase of flowers.
Good housekeeping.
Who has married many women but was never married?
The priest.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know why I don't like that one.
What? Okay, I'm going to read this one and
This is so good housekeeping. Oh,
yeah,
no.
Good housekeeping.
I love it. You guys don't know what good housekeeping is, it was like it was before like the Martha Stewart Living, and it was like in everyone's home for a while, or not everyone.
Guys, get this one. What does a man do only once in his lifetime, but women do once a year after they
get
are
29? Get on their knees.
Good housekeeping.
Is that real?
No.
A man only gets on his knees once for his wife, but women...
What does a man do only once in his lifetime, but women do once a year after they are 29?
Probably like a mammogram.
Yeah. I don't think men get mammograms once. Do they?
No. Only once in his lifetime.
You're never going to guess this one.
It's not... Is it medical?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
It's dumb as hell.
Oh,
it's as good housekeeping as it
okay.
gets.
Is it like, actually contribute to cleaning the dish?
No.
Oh, I would hate that.
Yeah, I don't know the vibe.
The answer is turn 30. What does a man do only once in his lifetime, but women do once a year after they are 29?
I don't get it.
Because it's like, I'm actually just 30. I'm turning 30. Like, lol.
Wait, this is awesome. It's so cringy. This is so good.
It's pretty rough.
It's
women reading this magazine like back in the day, they're like, ow.
I'll have to start using that.
Ow.
Diane, you gotta check this out.
Diane. She's like, I told you not to call me, bitch.
I heard the best like insult the other day about that, where they were like showing off the White House press secretary who's like only 26, and they kept showing photos of her, and someone was like, in what, Celsius? And it was like, God
damn.
Like, ooh.
Damn.
I'm like, that's really funny. I'm stealing that.
These are so funny. Keep going.
I wish that one stands alone.
No,
I can't find others
going.
That are like that.
The cheese.
I want to find another one that's fucked up like that.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just read them because they're making
bad housekeeping from that one.
What is the longest word in the dictionary?
Is it just another one where it's longest?
No, it smiles because there's a mile between each S.
Oh my God. Why do I feel like I'm transported back to like nostalgic times right now? I feel like we're a bunch of kids who found our mom's magazine and we're like,
magazine.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Highlights.
I remember highlights.
Highlights was great.
Highlights was awesome.
There was a very big turning point in my life where the allergist I'd go to like once a month, I always used to look at highlights, and then one time they had Shonen Jump, which is like the compilation of like, okay, it's Yu-Gi-Oh! And Dragon Ball Z and all that. It was like the comics, and I was like, I think I'll read this one.
Yeah.
And then forever changed.
Transported.
Yep.
Didn't highlights have like, didn't they have like
their own comic books or like
Goofus
drawing?
And Gallant.
Oh yeah, okay.
It'd be
comic
like,
strips.
Gallant makes his bed on weekends. Goofus sets fire to the neighbor's yard, and you're
How
like,
do you remember that?
I don't know,
guys. Sound off in the comments if you guys also had highlights.
They had the like.
Was that a subscription?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Nickelodeon magazine, please.
Yeah.
And then
yep.
highlights. Those are like joke riddles, though.
Yeah, I wanted to find more of the joke riddles.
These are so okay. good.
Then go back to animals from the first one.
Hey, guys, what two keys can't open any door?
A flat and B minor.
What two keys can't open any door? Chastity belt key.
Yeah.
This is also wrong.
Piano key?
This is also wrong.
Well, whatever.
What
She's working.
Keys, what
She's
two
working.
Keys can't open any door?
Keys to your heart.
What two keys?
Keys to your heart.
Keys on Van Nuys.
That's a good one. Sorry. No, you want to know the answer?
Chastity belt key.
A monkey and a donkey. A monkey can totally open a door.
And a donkey just goes straight
through.
This is
perfect. I love these riddles.
Go back to the first one had all the animal ones where it's like, which animal cares the most? It's like, this one, because it loves you an ocelot.
Oh, my
God. Like, it's all those.
I picture a woman kind of like Sex and the City style, but she's like in like a home with like crochet everywhere. And she's just like, I'm going to start the riddles for good housekeeping. And she's writing all of these and she's dying laughing.
A bear, because they always want to call you honey.
Oh. And her name is like Margaret or Mar. Her friends call her Marg.
Is that her pen name though?
That's her. Oh my God, you're so right. Her real name is Vivian and she's a Vivian. Sex goddess.
She's like, Vivian, sex goddess is too strong. I'll go Marge.
Marge.
Marge, the housekeeping goddess.
The guy comes home rich as her husband.
Rich, yeah.
How's it going, Vivian? Call me Marge. I'm writing.
I am a bird, a fruit, and a person. What am I?
Kiwi.
You're not.
It is a kiwi.
It's a kiwi.
Whoa.
Kiwi. Yeah.
Kiwi birds are so cute.
What kind of fruit must have a large wedding ceremony with a lot of guests?
Kiwi.
Wait. What kind of fruit must have a large wedding ceremony with a lot of guests?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A grape, because they've got a large family tree.
That's pretty good.
That's actually really good. You're way too clever for good housekeeping.
Oh, thank you.
Huh?
Can't elope.
I love it. I love this.
What kind of fruit loves to get crazy?
Honeydew. Coconut.
It's in all caps. It's like, honeydew.
Wait, coconut?
A coconut.
It's coconut.
They go bananas.
Bananas.
Okay. Bananas. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
You could just say that for most fruit. You're like, that one crazy fucking apple. He'll do it, too.
What fruit never cheers up?
A sad banana.
What fruit?
A forlorn.
What fruit never cheers up?
A mango. Papaya. A melon.
Oh my God. Where am I? Transported.
A blueberry because you feel
it's
like
a
so blue.
Blueberry because it's always blue.
Blueberry's the answer.
I hate that.
Blueberry's the answer.
But I love this.
Isn't blue from like ship captains? Like you would sail like a blue flag if your captain had passed, so you're feeling
Whoa.
Blue.
That's so sad.
I don't know. I might have made that
When's
up.
When's the last time you were on the ocean?
Oh, well.
When's the last time you were on the sea, bud?
Well, actually, it was that boat trip, and I threw up the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
You guys went on a boat trip telling each other riddles and you were throwing up?
I don't remember it. I was throwing up.
Oh, bummer.
The ocean and I don't get along.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Hey, what fruit is never alone?
Can't elope.
Bananas, because they're attached.
Because they're coming a bunch.
Oh, dude.
What fruit is never alone? Is alone a key word?
What do you mean?
Never mind.
grapes, because there's a bunch of them.
Orange because it has skin.
Guys, be real.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry.
Be real. Be real.
I'm sorry. A pear because they always come in pairs.
It's a pear. It's a pear.
It's a pear because they always come in pairs.
I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know what this body is. I don't know where I am.
This is the best day I've had in a month.
Why did the citrus tree go to the doctor?
Because it was feeling sick.
Sick.
To get lemonade.
I love it. I love it.
Because it had Lyme disease.
Oh, that's real. And they won't discuss that in Good Housekeeping,
though. And they won't talk about that.
That's a different magazine.
You've got to be careful about that. You've got to be careful around deer ticks.
What kind of foods are the most fun at parties?
I saw this one. I know this one, but I saw this one, so I'm going to zip it.
Can you get it, Amanda?
What?
What kind of foods are the most fun at parties?
I'll give you a hint. This one's not a fruit.
Confetti cake.
This is just a food riddle.
Confetti cake.
Confetti cake.
It's not confetti cake.
Oh, do you want to guess it since you don't? I didn't get it right.
He knows it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What kind of food? It's fun at parties. It could be anything.
It's also a type of just like organism. Like, yeah, it's a whole branch.
It's a fruit. It's not a fruit. It's not a vegetable. Some people would say it's a vegetable. It's not a vegetable.
It's
not
tomato.
A
what? You guys are sick.
It is in relation to the answer to the like room that has no windows or doors.
I forgot that one. I blacked that out.
Fun guy.
Oh, can I tell you something? The bar that I worked at for 8 years, we had a pizza called the Fun Guy. And it had and mushrooms on it. And I didn't and it, get it.
And it had black mold in the kitchen.
They all these women are experiencing black mold right now.
What is the wealthiest nut?
I saw this one too. Sorry, when I was scrolling.
I was like, did you go on this earlier? What is the wealthiest nut?
What's the wealthiest nut?
I don't
Your husband's
agree with the
not, because you married into wealth.
He nutted, now you're rich. You're like, well, you're stuck with me. You nutted.
Okay. What is the healthiest nut?
Wealthiest.
Chestnut.
What?
Hold on. Yeah. Judge.
I like that.
Macadamia nut.
Why?
Because I'm
Show your
rich.
Work. Explain your answer.
Because they're rich in flavor.
I like chestnut.
What is
like
the richest nut? What is the richest nut?
Wealthiest nut.
Wealthy.
Rich also counts for this.
Wealthy and rich are totally different.
It's true.
I know.
Rich
I
is
know.
Quick.
There's a Chris
wealthy
Rock routine
old.
About it. There's a Chris Rock routine about it. He's not talking about rich. He's talking about wealthy.
Okay. What's the wealthiest nut?
Cashew. Cash.
No.
And I also...
I refuse
I like
that
chestnut.
Answer.
I like chestnut for
Thank
me.
You.
And I also would say Mr. Peanut because that's generational wealth. He
You're
is
right.
a brand, but he has a company,
so
and monocles
true.
Aren't cheap.
You're right.
Good
You're
Housekeeping doesn't go there,
right.
though.
Mm. You're definitely right.
Wow. I will say the Good Housekeeping riddles were my favorite.
The Turning 30 one was insane.
That yeah.
Fully
I
insane.
I thought my answer wild. To that was actually better.
Amanda, when we were talking about this episode, you were like, oh, do I need to come up with riddles? And I was like, sure.
Okay, I don't have a riddle, but I do have a joke that I was going to put on there, and I'm
okay.
going to tell you right now.
Give it to us.
What did the left butt cheek say to the right butt cheek? You wish. Butt cheeks don't fart.
I think the answer is supposed to be like, you know, let's... Oh, wait, I actually do know the answer to this one, so I'm not going to take your joke.
No, do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I hope,
clap.
Like, let's please, let's never let some shit come between us.
If we stick together, we can stop this shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that
Isn't
one.
Isn't that one pretty sick?
Pretty gross.
I got a clever one I like.
Okay.
But I would have expected it to be on this list. It's the rich need it and the poor have it. What is it?
Love.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Wow.
Rich need
that,
nothing.
I'm gutted, honestly. Yeah. I'm gutted. We need to end on something sweet. Banana!
I have a joke that I used to say when I was a teenager that was always a hit.
Boobies.
Boobies.
How do you scare a bunch of bees with your chest?
It's called ghost insects. Boobies.
Boobies.
I used to be like, why is 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9.
And I'd be like, because 7... is fucking crazy.
Whoa! Wait, a surprise in a riddle? And I love that. Mm-hmm.
That used to be my go-to.
And people were like, oh my God, you're the funniest person,
like,
Shane Top.
Oh my God, you should do comedy.
I want like a lot more like anti-riddles. Like the riddle of the Sphinx where it's like, what walks on 4 legs in the morning, 2 legs in the afternoon, and 3 at night? And like,
what is
the answer is supposed to be a human because like it's a baby that crawls in 2 legs and then it has a cane when it's in the night of its life. But I just want to be like, oh, that one, like the fucked up monster of the sands. They're like the fucked up monster of the sands. Yeah,
that one guy.
That one guy.
Wow.
Tony is very ill, but we like him.
I will say riddles started off rough for me, but then it got really fun.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks, guys.
That's how it goes.
For having me over.
What I like about it, too, is you see this a lot on, like, Smosh games, especially in, like, deception games. But, like, everyone has different ways of thinking. Some people are more direct. Some people are, like, sound-based. Other people do, like, lateral thinking. Mm-hmm. So there were ones here where I'm like, I don't get it. That's hard. And you're like, oh, silly joke. And it's like, oh, I didn't think about it. Like, so we're kind of the dream team.
I got the silly joke.
We can handle any
riddle. Put us together. Yeah.
Mystery squad.
We'll go to trivia night.
Give us your riddles. Comment your riddles and we'll answer them.
Gimme them.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Damien.
Thanks a minute. Oh, yeah. This was so much fun.
We loved having
you. Also, I love that we pitched videos that actually could just be us hanging out. So if you ever want to kick it.
Let's do it.
Just hang out, play Dark
Blood.
Bloodborne.
I think Lies of P might be more Amanda's cup of tea.
Okay.
Okay, Pinocchio.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.